KEAQX. I'm not entering a statewide one. KEAQJO. This is Scott. KEAQJO. KEAQRT.
I got part of that, but not all of that. Try it again. KEAQJO.
It's safe. I was saying we'll see if we can do this and see what happens now. I think there's somebody else who is calling as well, too. There's another station. KEAQJO. KEAQRT. Is there?
You're just breaking up real bad, digitizing a lot there. I'm not sure if you're in a good area or not.
N8WRO.
Hello, Tim. KCKJL.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Dave. Just wanted to let Dave know that looking at the dashboard, it looks like he doesn't have his talk group right. It looks like it's not 5-1. It's some big old long number, and it's in red. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, sorry if I missed the meeting tonight, if there was a meeting or a Zoom. I just got off of work.
No, we really don't have anything for the whole leadership. We just have a standing IT meeting between John and Dave and Mike. But we are going to have the first of the month one, so it'll be April, the first Monday in April, if you happen to be available. That one's always there. We didn't have it this month, of course, but we'll probably have it in April. Go ahead, Tom.
All right, sounds good. And our in-person is this Thursday, right?
Yep, that is correct. Thursday is the in-person MISD.
Cool. I mean, hopefully I should be around the general area. I know I got, I don't really know what I got on Thursday. I know tomorrow I'm going to be in Battle Creek and Grand Rapids, so.
Yeah, I do like to get there early to sign off on task books, but you never know. If you happen to be in the area and you're early, maybe we can do the Coney Island again. We'll see.
Oh, definitely. And on a side note, how does the radio sound on my new mic?
Oh, yeah, you're coming in good. Perfectly readable. Very good. So you got a new mic to solve that problem. That makes sense. You look at your numbers, you have 0% loss and 104, 105, 104. You got good numbers, and it's sounding good, too. That's the important thing.
Well, what I did is I bought one of Wally's XPR 5550s, and then I got in a Amazon back here with Mike.
N8WRO. Yeah, I was listening to your last. Good deal. Yeah, I guess Wally's guy.
I'm just glad that I'm not in Petoskey this week, like 2 feet up there.
Yeah, I heard it was really bad. Just the way.
Yeah, my coworker that I just left, he's got a, well, we call it, nope. His kids call it a cottage, he calls it a trailer up in UP, and he lost power, so he lost his cameras before he did get 4 feet of snow. So it's buried.
Oh, I bet. So what was it? Was it this week or last week that you were up someplace north and you had to spend overnight?
Yes, sir. That was Petoskey. I was up working at the hospital up there. We were doing some camera work, upgrading equipment or upgrading firmware in their equipment. Not done yet. We got three of them that are being buggers, so we got to go back up there with a lift and get up on the post and reset them and redo them. So that's going to be an adventure for another day, but I don't think we're going to do it this week. Probably next week. So the weather's a little bit more tame, I guess you can say. KCKJL.
N8WRO. Yeah, cold weather is one thing, but you get that gust of wind, that's in a lift. I know that's a no-fly thing. You're not going to do it. It's just not going to happen. It wouldn't be safe.
Oh, absolutely not. when we had some other camera work that we had to do down here in Belleville, and with all the high winds and the sub-zero temperatures, like, that lift can sit there for a week. We're not going up in it. It's unsafe. It's too cold. And, it's extremely dangerous. So the our manager said, that's fine. I'll pay for the extra week or two for it to sit there. So eventually we got out there on a halfway decent day and got their issues taken care of. That was 9 cameras we had to replace.
That sounds like a busy day. 9. That's a lot there. So, all right, Tom, I better get back to it. Got a few more emails to send. So hope to see you on Thursday. And let the other guy there, Dave, know you got everything right on the dashboard. He's got the time slot correct, but his talk group was wrong next time you talk to him. NAWRO, I'll be clear after you, listening out.
Copy that. I'll talk to him. You're talking about WARIT? Yeah. I'll chat him up and see what he's got going on that. I was trying to help him earlier today. All right, Ken, get back to your thing. I got to go clear this job so I can get out of here. 33 for now. KCHKJO.
Tom, KCHKJO, WAIT. Could you comment and see if...
NAWRO Richmond. Looking at the dashboard there, you still got the talk group. Oh, well, something else just dropped in now. I wonder what else. I'm going to turn it back over to you and go ahead.
I'm learning GMR here, so be patient, please. Thank you. My name is Dave. I don't know if I'm caught your name, if you would have got to send me WRO. Go ahead, back to you.
Dave, the name here is Tim, Tango India Mike, and, okay, I see what's happening. You're getting in under my tail. Okay, so you don't have the correct talk group in. There's a long number, it's in red on the dashboard, and it ends in 84, and that indicates you don't have talk group 51. But, you got your radio ID in there, and you got your call sign in there. The time slot is correct. So somehow, you got to get the setting right there if you're going direct into 5-1. You got to get that 5-1 talk group right. And then also, I see that's why your signal's bad. The RSSI is pretty high up there, too. I do show you're coming into Mount Clemens repeater. So, in other words, you're almost there. It's just not quite. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the help. If you want to hear. It's only 51 currently as I'm transmitting here. Am I 561? And I do have other one. Here, what was the other? If we find it. Okay, Eve here was the other one. Anyways, okay, I think I've got set up my roaming correctly here, although which computer I'm actually coming in on. I think I had it set for K9DPD, which is downtown, and probably coming in on K8H, whatever. Anyway, I'll back to Tim.
NAWRO. So it drops in sometimes with 5-1 in there, but a lot of times it's giving me the red air sign as well. And secondary problem is your signal, your RSSI is just right at the threshold, so it's like I'm getting only part of your transmission. I do show that you're in on the Mount Clemens, though. It's saying MTC. So I don't know if you're kind of far away from MTC, that might be part of the reason your signal is so bad. Back over to you. I can go one more round, but I got to get going myself. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I'm not sure how good my ear for you. Press the repeater.
NAWRO. Yeah, I copy, Sean. I heard maybe 97% of that for you, and I agree. Something is not quite right with Whiskey 8 RIT. Thanks, Sean. I appreciate it. WARIT, hopefully you heard that. You got a little bit more work to do. NAWRO, I'm going to be clear. I will be listening out, though.
NAGMP listening.
NAWRO. NAWRO. Go ahead, John.
I was going to ask you a question on here, but you got a minute for a quick HOIP call?
For you, certainly. Anytime.
K-E-A-W-U-O. Over to HOIP. Thanks, sir.
N-A-W-R-O, clear as well. N-6-W-R-O, testing and clear. This is N6WY, testing, and clear.